This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hardened his rejection of Hamas's demands for an end to the Gaza war in exchange for the freeing of hostages, saying on Sunday that would keep the Palestinian Islamist group in power and pose a threat to Israel. Netanyahu said Israel was willing to pause fighting in Gaza in order to secure the release of hostages still being held by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. In Cairo, Hamas leaders held the second day of truce talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators with no apparent progress, reported as the group maintained its demand any agreement must end the war in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. The head of the World Food Program says the people of Gaza are starving to death, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Cindy McCain said,
"There is famine, full-blown famine in the north, and it's moving its way south."
Her comments come as Israel announced it closed a key humanitarian aid crossing on Sunday, after its military claimed it had been fired at along the route. McCain stressed the need to address the issue of famine straight away.
"We can't let this happen."
As ceasefire talks in Cairo have ended, Israel has vowed to carry out a planned ground offensive in Rafah, where over a million Palestinians are seeking shelter from the daily Israeli military strikes on the enclave. I'm Karen Chamas.
Students protesting the ongoing war in Gaza have left a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Southern California after they were surrounded by police and told they might face arrest if they didn't go. The move days before commencement came after the university said campus safety officers, assisted by the Los Angeles Police Department, were clearing the area.